Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Now, it's time for Community Connection on Mix 105.1.
Well, good morning. It's Pike Taylor. Today, I have the opportunity to speak to somebody who's doing some incredible work that really, throughout my life, has been something that is very special to me. On the phone, I have Heather Barnes, the Executive Director of the Down Syndrome Association of Central Florida. Good morning, Heather. How are you?
Good, good. Thank you so much for having me on today.
Well, it's very exciting to have you on, Heather, because as I told you in our email exchanges prior to this interview, working with people with Down syndrome has been something that's been very important to me throughout the last 10 or 15 years. So one of the first jobs I had in college was working one-on-one with an adult with Down syndrome. And my job included, you know, helping him throughout the day and just getting from task to task, you know, going to his job, taking him to special events. He loved going to baseball games, hockey games. And that was just the most rewarding year of my life. And so from that point on, through my job and just on my own time, I found a lot of different volunteer opportunities with organizations who help and facilitate services for people with Down syndrome. So just to give you a little background of why it was important for me today to get you on the phone so we can talk about what it is that you do at the Down Syndrome Association of Central Florida. So Heather, let's start. I'm just curious, how did you get involved with this sort of work? What's your story? How'd you get here?
Yeah, sure, Pike. I'm actually one of the rare few within this line of work that kind of fell into it. I don't have a family member or a loved one with an intellectual disability. My background's actually mental health counseling. I was a practicing counselor for quite a few years, and I happened to get kind of reassigned to do some work in the intellectual and developmental disability arena. That's kind of how I've got going in this field, and it's been 18 years, and I love it. Working with people with Down syndrome, on the autism spectrum, just really a passion of mine.
Can you talk about, for maybe somebody listening who it's like, okay, they're the Down Syndrome Association of Central Florida, but what specifically are you doing on a day-to-day basis to help people with Down syndrome in the community?
Sure. Yeah. One of the misnomers outside people have looking in might be that, oh, all services, someone with an intellectual or kind of really any disability are needed. Those are provided. But the real question is by whom? And the real answer is those services are provided by organizations like ours. When an individual or family finds out that they're having a child with Down syndrome, their experiences can be really, really great. They might have a really caring and compassionate doctor, or they might have a doctor who says, sorry, here's a piece of paper and here's what your choices are, and then might leave the room. So our families have a lot of decisions to make, and they need a lot of decisions. And so we're there from the very beginning to help work through what does a diagnosis of Down syndrome mean, help them, get comfortable with what the future is going to look like. And then really after they have had a child with Down syndrome, we try to be there for all stages of life, from musical therapy groups for little babies and play groups to after school activities and summer camps to job readiness training for adults. We try to kind of be there throughout their life cycle. We can't do everything, you know, and that's why there's multiple organizations within each community. But we try to be there to support the families and individuals with Down syndrome kind of throughout their lifespan.
Well, it is such important work, Heather. And as I've noticed throughout the years of working with the Down syndrome community, there is just so many kind of misconceptions, wouldn't you say, or I guess lack of education on a lot of people's parts, and not always the fault of their own. They just don't have the experience with it. So what are some things you see that you feel like there needs to be maybe a little more education about?
You know, we do a lot of awareness within the community. A lot of businesses or some social or networking groups, you know, like Kiwanis or the Chambers will ask us to come in and talk about what we do. And we always start our presentations with just a little basic information about how do you talk with people with Down syndrome. You know, you can talk directly to them. You don't have to shout. You don't have to lean down. So, you know, if you've not ever worked with individuals with disabilities, sometimes there's some uncomfort level in knowing, you know, do I talk to them or do I talk to their parents? So we have to kind of rip down some of those old barriers and myths and just kind of common fears when working with people that haven't had much experience working with people with disabilities. I'm sure you experienced that when you were out with your friends. So sometimes the best way to tackle kind of the unknown is head on by telling people, this is what you can expect. This is what you should expect. And here's how we're going to help you get there.
Now, also, Heather, I wanted to ask you, because I know that currently in, you know, 2022, there's a lot of awareness. And I think it's a good thing. People are thinking twice about how they phrase something with the thought of, look, I don't want to hurt anybody by what I'm saying. So when it comes to a person with Down syndrome, could you just give us a little quick education on what the proper way to speak is?
That's a great question. So most of our families prefer that you refer to an individual with Down syndrome as a person with Down syndrome. We try to not say a Downs individual or call someone down, because then you're kind of taking away the individual and the personal aspect of that person and really just defining them by just their disability. So we always talk about people first language. Even if you're talking with someone who is a patient that has cancer, you wouldn't call them a cancer patient. You'd call them a patient with cancer. So always people first, and try not to call someone a Downs individual.
Well, thank you for that, Heather. I just know that a lot of people, when they do kind of misspeak about these things, they don't do it intentionally. There's just sort of a lack of awareness. So the work you're doing at the Down Syndrome Association of Central Florida, super important. So thank you. Now, if somebody does want to get involved with your organization, because I know you do a lot of fun things and it's just very rewarding work, how can they do that?
Yeah, we always talk about the ways to give our time, talent, and then, of course, funding. We always need great volunteers. We have a lot of events throughout the years. We have a very small staff. We're 2 full-time staff and 4 part-time staff to serve the 7 community area or 7 county area that we serve. So we always need time. We also need talent, serving as an advisory board member or committee chair. Maybe if there's someone in the community that has a special talent that can provide a program at a lower or reduced cost, we always need talented individuals. And then we're like every other nonprofit, you know, we survive off the generosity of our community. So we're always looking for folks that are willing to make a donation, create a Facebook fundraiser, or pop a quick donation on someone's walk team, for instance. So we always need time, talent, and donations.
Well, I can tell you from experience that it is absolutely some of the most fun and rewarding work that you can do. So Heather, what are some of the big events that you have coming up, and how can people find more info on those?
Absolutely. So our website's super easy. It's dsacf.org. And the second button on that website is our calendar function. But we have kind of our 2 to 3 big events a year. October, you might not know, is National Down Syndrome Awareness Month. So October is always a big month of celebration for us. And every October, we have a big community walk down at Lake Eola. That's our biggest volunteer need. And then, you know, throughout the years, we have spring events. We have a golf tournament, a gala. We always do fun things on March 21st, which is the number 321. Many people don't know the significance of the number 321, but Down syndrome is actually a triplicate of the 21st chromosome. That's what creates the uniqueness in our individuals with Down syndrome. So 321 is a special number for our community. So on March 21st, we always do something fun within the community. So October is probably our biggest month since it's National Down Syndrome Awareness Month. That's when we need the most volunteers.
All right. Very good to know. I'm with Heather Barnes, the executive director of the Down Syndrome Association of Central Florida. And before, I know you've arranged to have somebody who you work with directly, who is a family member of a child with Down syndrome. Before we get her on the phone, are there any last things you'd like to say, or maybe just sort of help educate anybody listening right now in regards to Down syndrome?
Yeah, I'd like to say, you know, if you ever happen to meet an individual with Down syndrome or a family member of someone with Down syndrome, say hello, say hi, don't say sorry. That's the one thing that our family members really, it kind of cuts them to the core when folks say sorry, because I think all of our parents will agree that they're not sorry. They're blessed to have a healthy young child. They just come with special, unique abilities. So don't say sorry, say hello, greet them like you would anybody else. And I think you'll have a friend for life if you do that.
Absolutely perfectly said, Heather. Thank you so much for putting that so eloquently. I just think that's very important for people to be aware of. Now, before we go, Heather, the executive director of the Down Syndrome Association of Central Florida, you've lined it up so that we're able to speak to a parent of a child with Down syndrome who does a lot of different work with your organization. And so I thought that would be a really unique perspective to hear from. So was she there? Yeah, let's get Christy Hamar on the phone. Hello, Christy. How are you?
I'm great. How are you today?
I'm fantastic. Thank you for asking. Can I just have you start by sharing sort of your experience with Down syndrome and your journey to working with the Down Syndrome Association of Central Florida?
So my daughter, Holly, she is 6 and she has Down syndrome. And when she was born, it was a complete surprise to our family. When she was diagnosed with Down syndrome, we did not get that information prior to her birth. We found out about 45 minutes after she was born, and it didn't go well. It was a dark period for the first couple of weeks. The way that the medical staff handled telling us and everything that they kind of set our expectations up to be was all very doom and gloom. And then fortunately, we had a family friend who connected us with a friend of theirs who was connected with the Down Syndrome Association of Central Florida after about 2 weeks. And she came over to the house and she just completely changed our world. She completely changed the way that we looked at our daughter's diagnosis, her future, just everything. And from that point on, we became part of this huge family with the association, people that are just like us that have had the same experience living this life for a long time. So experts. Then they also connected us with experts in the medical field, experts about financial, setting us up for school, for preschool, potty training. They just really, everything we need, I always go to them first, because they always have the answer. If they don't have the answer, they get it and they connect me with who I need to be connected with. And then it's just also great for our daughter to be around other kids just like her. So she's getting that wonderful experience too. They offer, you know, music classes and art classes and signing classes, and it's just great. It's just, they've got everything that we need, and we've never looked back. It's been a very happy 6 years since.
Oh, that is amazing. Can you even sort of imagine what life would be like for you had it not been for the Down Syndrome Association of Central Florida?
You know, it would be really, really hard. I don't think that we would have come out of that doom and gloom as quickly as we did, because we wouldn't have had all of those tools at our disposal, and then all of the support as well. You know, it's not just about getting us the things that we need. It was just about the love and support and helping us look at things the right way, a different way, all about the positive. And you know what? She does have a future. She can grow up and contribute to society and hold down a job and do all these wonderful things. Whereas at first, all we were being told by our medical staff was what not to expect. We're so grateful for that.
Wow. Obviously, such important work that you're doing, Heather, at the Down Syndrome Association of Central Florida. So one more time, Heather Barnes, the executive director of the Down Syndrome Association of Central Florida, and Christy Hamar, the parent of a beautiful 6-year-old daughter with Down syndrome. Thank you both for your time today, and I appreciate your insights.
Thank you. Thank you, Pike. It was so lovely talking to you today.
Thanks for listening to Community Connection on Mix 105.1. For more info on the show, visit mix1051.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.